taking us to 5:45. Best 5 minutes of the day on a 60-degree morning. Good morning to Jason Kanz.
Good morning.
All right. You know, I was thinking yesterday as we did kind of some mutual sharing back and forth of, you know, even what we did with the Jason Gray, you posted that and I shared something that you shared on Facebook. And I'm like, we do 5 minutes, then we kind of keep in touch through social media and then we reconvene the next morning. So that's how it works, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's always good content to be able to share. So
I know there's a lot of things. And we're going to start off with one that you really liked yesterday morning. And you said, can I share that? And this is a Kenyan prayer. You want to read it?
Yeah, sure. So this Kenyan prayer says, from the cowardice that dare not face... Oh, yeah. From the cowardice that dare not face new truth, from the laziness that is contented with half-truth, from the arrogance that thinks it knows all truth, good Lord, deliver us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a good reminder to be able to stand in the face of true truth, right? And
maybe we need to broaden this. Yeah, there's something else that you wrote yesterday, and as I'm pondering, actually, we might as well go there because you wrote about this yesterday, kind of out of your own.
Yeah,
you reached a point where you're like, you've got to spill over, right? Your writer self,
right? Yeah, you know, and I think that I'd been pondering this post for a while, and what I wrote was, it seems that a considerable subset of people are committed to their own perspective and are not particularly interested in seeking truth together with those whom they disagree. We don't ask questions of those with whom we disagree. We are unwilling to try to understand those who think differently. And I shared a couple of examples. I said a friend once told me about a book he was reading that differed from my current understanding of an issue. And I offered to read the book if he would read one that I suggested, and then we could discuss them. And he told me that he had already heard enough from the perspective I had, and he didn't need to read more negative information. And I've also offered
at which point all of your friends reading that prayed that they were not that friend.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, and I said I've offered to listen to friends share their opinions that differed from mine, not to seek to change them, but to seek to hear and understand. And I've been told that that conversation wasn't worth it. I talked with a friend recently who shared some information with a family member that contradicted a meme, and she was told that no one wanted to hear her facts and that the original person was entitled to believe whatever they wanted. And I said, folks, this is a problem. There is objective truth, but I don't know it all, and neither do you. There may be things that you understand that I do not, and vice versa. An unwillingness to humbly engage with one another leaves us at an impasse as we dehumanize one another. When you are unwilling to engage ideas that I think are important, or allow me to engage with ideas that you think are important, what is the way forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
you know, it just, there's so much of that.
It's interesting. I on a humorous side, I shared something from Mindful Christianity last night, and it got a bunch of... It reads like this. It says, in the 1980s, A&W tried to compete with McDonald's Quarter Pounder by selling a 1/3-pound burger at a lower cost. The product failed because most customers thought the 1/4-pound was bigger. This is why I don't argue online, is what the meme says. And... you know, what's funny, though, is because I kind of know the political or spiritual bent of the people who liked it. And what's funny is that I got like 35 likes and things. But the fact is that people on both sides, they get a laugh out of it and think that's what the other side is doing.
Right.
And I think even in your piece, it's not like what you wrote about is limited to one side. I mean, it's certainly whatever side somebody's on, they think, oh, that's what the other side is doing.
You know, and I think there's a difference in you know, some acquaintance I know through Facebook is going to be different than somebody who's a close friend. Mm-hmm. And if as friends we can't engage one another's ideas, man, that's a hard place to be. And unfortunately, it seems to be happening more and more often.
All right, so we're going to lead into another Jason Gray song coming out of us for the second day in a row. And it's and this is a little bit of a post I had on you sharing that yesterday, because... in his Sunday songs and stories at the end of OneFest, Jason Gray talked about this idea that, and he cited actually Jordan Peterson, which is interesting, a lot of people do, but he talked about there's what you know and what you don't know. And obviously, for all of us, there's way more we don't know than what we know. And if we lean into what we know, then we just stay in our little order. But if you open up to the world of what you don't know, which, come on now, everybody's got to admit it's way bigger, then you're going to learn and you will face some disorder and then eventually reorder. So it's this brilliant concept of order, disorder, reorder, but you've got to be open to what you don't know, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's
so
such a gift to be able to step into our unknowing.
Yeah, there you go, and that's how we can grow. Talk to you tomorrow.
Everything was as it should be. I believe that it was all up to me, as if I was in control. Then I lost everything I thought that I knew. I couldn't see that you were leading me to something beautiful. Come to an end. I begged you again and again to send a miracle. But the storm was the way you broke my heart open wide to get to what was hidden inside and call it beautiful. Oh. Order, disorder, reorder over and over. I don't really want to change if I'm telling you the truth, but like it or not, your love won't stop till it makes me new. So give me all that you got from the bottom to top till I look like you. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over. Order, disorder, reorder.
We've got Dragnet. We've got to get Adam 12 as well, too. It's National Night Out. What a great opportunity for police and community partnerships. And the man who's behind so much of the planning in Chippewa County, Officer Ryan Bowie, is joining us this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Ryan, great to have you with us.
Oh, I'm ecstatic to be part of it today.
Again, this is something that I know was so missed in the community. last year. And talk about that maybe just before we get to the bright side of it coming back. Maybe talk about that a little bit, Officer Bowie, with all the work that was put in. I know we wanted to be part of it. You have so many local organizations and businesses that are part of National Night Out. What was that disappointment like when, again, for the safety of the community, you were not able to have National Night Out last year?
It was huge. We look forward to having National Night Out every year here at Chippewa Falls PD. And when we started to organize it, and with the COVID-19 pandemic, the way it went, it definitely was a sour taste in our mouth to have to notify everyone that, you know, because this event brings so many community organizations together to, you know, help citizens in this area. And it gives everyone a chance to see those organizations, as well as, you know, law enforcement and fire, and to see the bright side of it, and to not be able to really showcase that again was disheartening.
Officer,
how
important is it from your perspective in terms of what tonight serves to do in terms of establishing that, hey, we're not just the long arm of the law, but we truly are your friends. We want your best. We're here to protect you, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, to that point is, you know, our job, a lot of people don't see us on their best days. And tonight's event is for families and children and everyone to come and just meet with our officers, meet with our fire department, our EMS, and all these organizations that do so much. And you know, and I say people bringing their families, a lot of officers have their own families that come. Mm. You know, a lot of, it's never a hard task to see who wants to be part of this event, whether it's, you know, officers from our department or other agencies in organizations. I mean, I know WWIB, I know I've spoken to Caleb multiple times. I've been planning this event for a couple of years now with some help. And, you know, it seems like we got a lot of outreach before we even made a determination this year if we were going to have it. You know, are we going to have National Night Out? We had a lot of organizations come to us first, and citizens. So, you know, we were very excited to see that, and we know it's that important to everyone.
And finally, Officer Bowie joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. National Night Out, 5 to 8 p.m. tonight in Chippewa County at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. WIB is broadcasting 3 to 5 and then staying there all the way till 8 o'clock with lots of great giveaways, including Culver's custard coupons and a chance to win a 2-night family of 5 overnight stay at Metropolis Resort in Action City. Officer Bowie, talk about, if you could, all the things that are going on here tonight. So again, I know there's, well, you know what? Let me let you just share all that goes on during those 3 hours, 5 days, because there's a lot of stuff for families to see and do.
There is a lot. So it's going to kick off, like you said, at 5 p.m. tonight at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And it's going to start with a flag raising ceremony from our veterans. The fairgrounds staff did a whole remodel of their veterans memorial, if no one has seen it since the fair. You know, and the weather looks great today. And, you know, there's potentially going to be a flyover like we did last time. But, you know, services and activities, you know, we have the very anticipated officer dunk tank. Yes. You know, our officers get a kick out of that and sign up for that right away. So we already have that water warming up in the tank, so it's not too cold. So everyone come out, get your chance to dunk an officer in the water. We have a new pizza scavenger hunt, crime scene scavenger hunt, that was put on by some of our employees here. So that's something new for the children. You know, and a lot of organizations here have their own activities and games. From what I've talked with some organizations, Department of Human Services with Chippewa County is going to be doing a free car seat check for anyone that comes and wants to get their car seats checked. You know, so a lot of that, and I think a big anticipation this year and something new that we haven't done is we're going to have our K-9 Leo come and do a demonstration at 7 o'clock tonight.
Awesome.
So that's right. Officer, our K-9 handler, McMahon, is going to be there on hand to kind of go over what K-9 Leo does and his expertise and, you know, why the community has backed this program for, you know, the couple years that we've had it and how we're just so thankful to have it.
Absolutely, and I think some free food available as well, too, for families coming out.
Yes, free food. So, yes, when people come in, the whole event is free. And when you come in, everyone, adults and children alike, will be given tickets for food and ice cream. So supplies are there till they last. So, yep, free hot dogs, chips, ice cream. And we do have tap root beer again.
Nice.
Made sure we got a lot more this year than we did. It went out pretty quick, our last event. So we definitely plan that one.
Considering it's been 2 years since you had one, I know it's going to be fantastic. We can't wait. And Caleb, kind of the pregame from 3 to 5 and then the wonderful 3-hour event. Don't miss it. The fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Officer, thanks so much for being with us.
Yep. Thank you for having me and hope to see everyone there.
All right. Sounds good. Going to be a great night tonight. Again, the 2-hour pregame show with Caleb 3 till 5 here during the drive with PA.
Well, we are joined by two gentlemen representing We Care Eau Claire this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. And again, We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls, the two big backpack giveaways serving about 3,000 students combined here in August that we want to benefit with Pack the Pickup. So easy to give at WWIB.com. You can click WIB.com/Pack the Pickup or just go to WIB.com and click on the banner at the top of the page. But we have Jordan Van Prusdy from the Haven Church in Eau Claire and Justin Carter from Cornerstone Christian Church also in Eau Claire, but both representing not so much your church individually as much as it is the collective grouping of churches that have come together for We Care Eau Claire to say, hey, we want to love our community and do this together. And starting with you, Jordan, this came about We Care Eau Claire when the school district said a lot of different churches are doing things, but could we combine efforts so that we can direct our families to one specific place, location, and time for the school supplies that they're in need of?
Yeah, that's correct. The school district just said, we're so supported by many churches, but each church could only go so far. So they would support one school, maybe two schools. And then if other families came to the event, it wasn't really designed for them. And, you know, do you turn those families away? Do you give above what you were planning on giving? And so we just thought, you know, what a beautiful thing if all these churches came together and it wasn't about the church itself. It was just about what the need was and meeting that need and trying to help the school district and these kids as much as we possibly can.
And Justin, how did you become involved, again, with Cornerstone Christian Church? I know you mentioned off the air that Jordan is kind of going around knocking on doors, trying to get other churches involved, and many answered the bell and said, yes, we want to do this for our community. Even, yeah, we've got some little differences here and there between the church, but saying it's more important that we love our community well together.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, that Jordan, he had come up to us, and he said, let's, you know, work together. We got some needs here. We're close to Putnam Heights Elementary School. And he's like, can you help out with that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And, you know, there's a lot of things today that can separate us. And I think this is just a great way for us together to be united and make a difference. And like he said, you can just donate a small amount. But when we put our efforts together, it can make a big impact.
Jordan, we're doing the best we can. Yesterday, today, we had 10 by the end of the WIB Wake Up Show yesterday at 15 now. But light a fighter under these people that are listening here because we only got a short time. This is like the 200 meters, right? We got between now and next Monday to kind of help people to get them involved and move them to action.
Yeah, right now we're looking to collect as many school supplies as possible. If that's a complete backpack where you can fill everything for a first grader or if you can just fill some supplies. And all of those supplies will eventually go to Renew Church in Eau Claire, and we'll pack them together and put a label on it and pray for the bags and pray for these kids that are going to be receiving them. And, you know, just think about that this bag that you're purchasing or these items will eventually be in the hands of kids. And these kids may or may not know Jesus. And, you know, maybe through this, they'll get to know, hey, these churches really care for me. And hey, mom and dad, we really should go to church. I've heard positive things about churches now and, you know, not arguing and complaining, but hey, they love us and they really want the best for us.
People don't care what you know until they know that you care,
yeah,
right? So that's for sure.
Thing, yeah.
Justin, anything on top of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just support what Jordan said and that, you know, no matter if you're just donating a pack of pencils or if you can donate $50 or $100 or what have you, that it makes a direct impact. You know where it's going right here in Eau Claire, and we're here together in the name of Jesus to make a difference.
Absolutely. And again, we just so appreciate what We Care Eau Claire and also Chippewa Falls Valley Vineyard Church are doing. And that's where Pack the Pickup, all of these donations are going. We know some people want to go out and shop. You absolutely can do that and can drop those supplies off and backpacks off at Marquardt Motors. But for many of you say, I don't quite have the time, but if they supply the funds, I know we're going to get them to you guys in plenty of time so that you can get the supplies that are needed and expecting, again, between your distribution with about 2,000 students expected and the backpack giveaway in Chippewa Falls, about 1,000 students. I mean, the need is massive to think about 3,000 students in need just between these two communities.
Yeah, the communities themselves, you know, you don't look around and see it as much, but I was a teacher in Chippewa Falls and had kids in my classroom, and I never really thought about it. Like, hey, I wonder if they have all the accurate school supplies that they need for today and for this year. And this event, it doesn't care about your gender, your age, your family demographics. We just want to love on these families and these kids. And hey, it doesn't matter how you got in that point. If you're in need, we want to help you.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Jordan, Justin, thanks so much again for being here. We're going to do everything we can all week long through the weekend and next Monday. And we're believing we're going to get beyond that 100, okay? But we need the listeners awesome. To join us with that. So thank you so much for your time. So, Caleb, there's like this bear who wanders into a restaurant.
I thought Make Us Laugh Monday was yesterday.
No, this
what
is,
joke is this?
This is real. A bear wandered into a Tennessee town as it was seen wandering into a restaurant over the weekend. A video posted online shows a crowd of people on the street with a bear strolling into Crawdaddy's restaurant and elsewhere in Gatlinburg. An employee says the bear ran up the front staircase before it turned around and left.
Can you imagine a bear just ambling or shuffling in as you're trying to enjoy a nice meal with your family?
I was freaked out enough that my friend said a bear had run through his backyard a couple weeks prior, much less into the confines, you know, so.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like bears as long as they stay where they're at and I stay where I'm at.
Well, we're pressing on. You got National Night Out tonight. You're going to be broadcasting live on The Drive with PA 3 to 5 and then 5 to 8. Of course, lots of kids there at the fairgrounds. But through next Monday, we've got our Pack the Pickup, and we need people to continue to join with us in this, right?
Yeah. Speaking of kids, again, a chance to supply the school supplies and backpacks for families who are in need, and literally thousands just between the Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire area school districts. And this came about just real briefly here. It came about because Marquardt Motors came to us at the station and they said, we supported these organizations last year and we plan to do so again, but could we help them out more? Knowing how great the need is, could we help them out more if we partnered with all of you to challenge the WWIB family to a match? And so this came together very quickly. It was something that actually started while we were at One Fest. And it was, how in the world, Lord, are we going to be able to put something like this together in just a few days? But it was, we have to try.
Mm-hmm.
We have to try. And so when we're challenging and saying $50 is about what it takes these days to purchase a quality backpack and school supplies for children in need and take some of that burden off the families. I mean, when you're talking about kids and families that may have 2, 3, sometimes 4 kids in school, just the backpack and school supply burden financially can be a lot. But what about shoes and gym shoes and jeans and coats and all these different things where you might have a family that says, well, we wouldn't necessarily consider ourselves a needy family. We're doing all right. But then back to school comes and all of a sudden it's almost like a car broke down or someone got a broken arm where you have this massive bill coming up. And you don't want to send your kids back to school without what they need. Unfortunately, the reality today is that if a child shows up to school without the right things, if it's noticed by their peers that they don't have the right school supplies, that they don't have that backpack, whatever it might be, they are going to get picked on. They are going to get made fun of. And part of what I see our goal and mission is to try and protect some of these children. They can't control how much money their family has. They can't control it if they don't have these things provided for them. And it could be no fault of their parents as well, too. But I just want to say, rather than trying to figure out at this point why these things are happening in our community, just saying the need is massive and God willing, I'm going to stand in that gap and do everything I can. And asking you all to come along with as well. That's why Marquardt has said, hey, we're going to give, but we want to challenge for more to be given by matching every single backpack that's given this week. So WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, Pack the Pickup. You can click on that or WIB.com/Pack the Pickup. It takes you to the same place. But we're just asking you. We haven't had any gifts so far this morning, and I understand that. People are busy. It was great to have 15 backpacks worth of donations yesterday. We want to get to at least 100 this week. And then Marquardt, of course, is going to match every single backpack given. But my greatest fear for this is not that we would miss the goal, but that people would hear it and feel nothing.
Mm.
because I think empathy is something that's so missing, because there's so much hurt in a broken world that it's like, well, it's not my problem and someone else will take care of it. And so I'm asking you, church, if you can give financially, that's great. Please support in prayer. But I just pray that the Lord would move you to empathy for these children who are in need and maybe dreading that first day of school when they don't have the right clothes and they might not have a backpack or they might not have the right school supplies and the teacher says pull them out and they don't have what they need. For these precious children, I hope you feel something. Whether you give or not is between you and God, but I hope you feel something and that you don't go on driving to work or doing whatever you're doing today and say someone else will take care of that, because it is something where if God calls you to act and to do something, don't be disobedient to him. And maybe that's praying, and don't act like that's nothing. That is huge. Maybe it's giving. Maybe it's volunteering with Valley Vineyard Church or We Care Eau Claire. But please, if you feel something, don't just let that pass you by.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Caleb. Certainly let that speak to you as the Spirit would let it do on this 70-degree morning.